You're listening to Morning Edition on KSJD. Good morning. The time is 8:30. I'm Austin Cope. If you're a longtime listener to KSJD, you might have heard a segment called Her Story. We air it during the month of March, which is Women's History Month. It shares the stories of groundbreaking women throughout history. The Four Corners Free Press also has a monthly column that shares these stories. Now, one of the producers of Her Story has released a book called They Persisted. It outlines the lives of 21 women born in the 1800s who have done amazing things but have received little recognition. Joining me now is Midge Kirk. She's the author of that book, and she started Her Story about 35 years ago back east. Good morning, Midge.
Good morning, Austin. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Let's talk about a few of the women in this book. Who were they?
They were architects, they were barnstormers, they were physicians, they were attorneys, they were activists, they were suffragists, and they were pioneers, as with the case of Mary Fields. So,
who is Mary Fields?
Mary Fields was a 6'2", 300-pound woman of color, and she was also called Stagecoach Mary. And she worked in the territories with her, she was born a slave, actually. And when she was freed, she went with her owner's daughter because they had formed an amazing bond, which was very unusual at that point in time. But they stayed together pretty much for life. The daughter went in the convent and Mary sort of shadowed her and did what needed doing and many other things.
How did you choose these women in particular?
I didn't. They chose me.
What does that mean?
That means that for 35 years, I have been enamored, obsessed, if you will, with the lives of women. I think it started when I learned about Sojourner Truth and some of those women that in my 40s, I learned about these women. I didn't know about them. So it really, really piqued my interest. And I began to realize that history was just that. It was the story of some wonderful men, but very many women had been left out. So when I put this book together, I had probably five three-ring binders with notes and names and sheets of paper and so on and so forth. So I just kind of went through there, and the women jumped out at me, really.
How did you find the information about these women?
Been collecting for years. Some, the archives at Brown University, because I lived in Providence or the Providence area for a long time, Cornell, and just in general reading. For example, I was in Denver a couple of years ago at the State House, and I looked up and I saw a woman, and I'm not remembering her name right now, but I wrote it down then. You know, that's somebody I want to know more about, and that's kind of how they grow with me.
We're at a pretty groundbreaking time for women today as we speak. You know, right now more and more women are coming forward with allegations of sexual assault in the workplace against some pretty prominent men. Mm-hmm. How much do the stories in your book relate to what's going on today?
Well, just in terms of privilege, male privilege, white male privilege especially, most all of these women had to break through that barrier. There is nothing in the book that alludes directly to any sexual harassment, but there certainly was harassment. For example, one of the characters is Anne Morrow, and she was Anne Preston. She was groundbreaking in the area of medicine. She was a physician, but she couldn't get trained anywhere, so she joined up with some Quakers in Pennsylvania and opened up the women's hospital there, where she was able to train, educate not only herself and get a degree, but then bring other women in. But what they went through, I mean, men would follow them home, catcalling, spitting tobacco juice at them. I just read those things and I go, oh, God, we haven't come a long way, baby, you know.
When it comes to feminism, how much does history repeat itself?
Oh, gosh, I think when it comes to anything, history repeats itself. But I think we are, as you pointed out, in an age right now, a time of what in the 60s we might have called heightened awareness. I mean, we're talking about things. Things are more open. They're not as underground as they used to be. And I think, you know, there's a balance that has to be reached. And we're just going to go through it until we find that balance. But I think it's a time of heightened consciousness.
How many changes might we expect?
Oh, a lot, I hope. I hope. You know, and it starts with awareness. and attitude shifting and realizing that, no, it's not okay to harass me because I'm a woman. And you know, I have to say it goes both ways, but I think it's just more prevalent toward women.
What can we as men learn from the women whom you've profiled?
I think, and this is an interesting question, because with the whole Me Too thing on Facebook, and I know a lot of wonderful men, and I do love men. I have three beautiful sons. I think it's a process. There are so many men who've said to me quietly on the side, God, I really agree with that. You know, we've got to do something. But they don't speak out. I think that the divisiveness of the us and the them, the men and the women, we've got to come together. So the men, I think, maybe can just learn that it's okay to persist. It's okay to say, yeah, that's not okay, and I agree with her, you know.
Midge Kirk is the author of the book called They Persisted. She's joining me here in the studio. She's also a producer of Her Story, which has aired on KSJD and appeared in the Four Corners Free Press. Midge, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Austin.